I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Get that face mask. Don't be like Steve going into supermarkets and everywhere without a face mask. Jeez.
Forgot.
Man.
Now here's only I had one on me.
Yeah. Could have had a KISW face mask.
That's what I mean.
We have two designs. We got the skull design. We got the camo design. I mean, you could be doing it.
But Steve wasn't doing it.
And a portion, and look, a portion of each mask sold goes to the Washington State Nurses Association. So this is a win for everybody. You stay safe from the COVID, and you help out the nurses. And these masks look pretty awesome. Go buy one today at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
For tequila.
There it is.
Yeah, I did it that time.
Tuesday, a little tequila.
Exactly. Get your drink on. Let's get to our contestant. We got Scott in Oak Harbor. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Scott will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Scott, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
The internet abbreviation AFAIK stands for as far as what?
I know.
Yes. What kind of fruit juice is typically in a margarita?
Lime, lemon.
Lime, yes. Reese Witherspoon played Elle Woods in what movie?
Legally Blonde.
Yes. Melon is an anagram of what other fruit?
Death.
In what recent year did Mac Miller pass away?
16, 17, 18.
18, yes. Who is on the $100 bill?
Jackson?
No.
Hamilton?
No.
Oh, crap. What's his name? Benjamin.
That's his first name.
You've given first names before.
Have I?
You've said, yeah, first name's enough.
There's so many.
Benjamin Franklin.
There we go, yes. Mia Hamm is famous for playing what sport?
Soccer.
Yes. Who starred as the title character in the 90s movie Johnny Mnemonic?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Which of the seven dwarves did not speak?
Dopey.
Yes. Kimmy Gibbler is a fictional character from what TV show?
Full House.
Yes. And with that, Scott gets 9 out of 10.
Not bad.
And even through that argument, we got to all the questions.
Considering all that.
Yeah. This will be a good one right here.
Is this a bettable? Would you bet this?
I'm not betting. I'm not going to bet. Even if
you've already lost.
You possibly won. For sure thing, it's never going to happen.
happen.
You've already would have had two bets you would have won if you'd taken me up on my offer.
Well, yes, you can keep that tally because you can run that tally all the way till 2022.
Alrighty. I will say this.
What will you say?
I would say I bet you now that Steve has to just win.
Okay? Straight up win.
If he wins, I win. Otherwise, you're a winner, sir. You want to take that bet?
No.
Okay. There we go.
It's not going to happen.
I guess Steve's not going to
win. You remind me of my buddy once. I bet in like a football game, and I won big against him. And then he would never stop bugging me to bet him again. He's like, how can you win money from me and never let me bet you again? And I was like, fine. And I finally agreed, and I lost.
Yeah. Well, he's had.
I get why Rev's not doing it.
Well, the other way around, though. Rev lost.
I lost on this one.
Right.
So I'm not even going out a winner on this.
Yeah, so Rev's already turned down two winning opportunities. See if this is the third. I said you have to win this one, Steve. That would be how I would win the bet.
Well, Steve, are you ready?
Yes. All right, here we go.
The internet abbreviation AFAIK stands for as far as what?
I know it.
No.
As far as I know.
Yes.
Oh.
What kind of fruit juice is typically in a margarita?
A margarita is cranberry?
No.
Lime?
Yes.
Good job.
Reese Witherspoon played Elle Woods in what movie?
Legally Blonde.
Yes.
Legally Blonde too.
Melon is an anagram of what other fruit?
Watermelon.
No.
That's it.
Melancholy.
No.
That's how anagrams work.
No. In what recent year did Mac Miller pass away?
2018?
Yes. Okay. Who was on the $100 bill?
That's Benjamin Franklin.
Yes. Mia Hamm is famous for playing what sport?
That would be soccer.
Yes. Who starred as the title character in the 90s movie Johnny Mnemonic?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Which of the seven dwarves did not speak?
Dopey.
Yes. Kimmy Gibbler is a fictional character from what TV show?
Full House.
Yes. And Steve, you get a 9 out of 10. And you tie.
Damn it.
Yeah.
And again, number three that Rev would have won if he took me up on that bet, because I said you had to win. That was my side of the bet.
It's not going to happen. 2021 is the year of not betting for Rev.
Oh, the three breakfasts you've lost out on. Yeah. And so you're stuck eating oatmeal.
Yeah. I know.
Thanks for so sad.
Thanks for playing, Scotty.
Just to let Steve know, I'm like Ben last week. I do keep score.
Oh.
And my all-time record's 5-2-1, but we'll go ahead and start off new this year with a tie.
All right.
Oh, and one.
Appreciate that, Scotty. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
And our record with me and Rev is Rev has turned down three breakfasts.
He's 0-3.
He's 0-3 on the fact he could have had breakfast if he had just taken the
bet. I'll be 0-1 all year long. No worries with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just keep it. We'll pile it on because it will get to you like, wow, if I'd have just taken one of them.
Melon is an anagram of what other fruit? I think you need to know what an anagram is first. Yeah.
Lemon.
Yeah, it's lemon.
She did it.
Oh, that's right.
It's just they're all mixed up the same letters. Or
For some reason, I was thinking, never mind.
Yeah.
I was just not thinking.
I blew Vicky's mind because there's two shows on the BBC called Doctor Who and Torchwood, and I told her that Torchwood's an anagram of Doctor Who, and Vicky was like, what?
Whoa.
Mind blown.
Well, congrats on your tie.
Thank you.
Good job, Steve. Good job getting the breakfast, Rev.
Yeah, whatever.
We watched the movie over the weekend.
Well, you guys, I'll tell you, you got to stop this crazy living.
Oh, boy. This is a... I got to imagine this was meant for theaters, but they just decided to screw it, put it out for rent. So we rented it. It's some... Al Pacino is a grandpa, War with Grandpa.
Oh.
Have you heard this?
I haven't heard of this. Tom Hanks has got a movie that they kind of went out in the theaters, but it's also on demand as well. So it must be like that.
Is it Al Pacino or is it Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Robert De Niro.
War
with Grandpa.
I watched, I felt bad for Robert De Niro. What's happened to him?
Is that an old movie that you just saw?
No, it came out 2020. And it's just started to be, it's available for rent on demand.
Oh, yeah, wow. It came out in October.
You're thinking
of Bad Grandpa.
I know Bad Grandpa. Isn't that he's not in Bad Grandpa. Bad Grandpa was Johnny Knoxville.
Right.
No. Oh, there's another Bad Grandpa was Zac Efron, too.
Oh, boy. There's too many
Bad Grandpas are there?
Wow.
And then, of course, clearly a lot. I remember that I must have seen trailers because I remember that De Niro was doing a grandpa movie and not good.
No. I mean.
Oh, sorry. Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty
Grandpa. The one with Zac Efron.
There we go.
I mean, it's got Robert De Niro. It's got Uma Thurman, who's playing.
Okay, you think that'd be good?
Who's playing the mom of the kid.
Okay.
Uma's just, I could watch her in anything. I mean, she's awesome. Okay. Jane Seymour's in it. Christopher Walken's in it.
Okay.
It's got a great cast. But man, I'm watching this and I just, at some point, I was like, all right, it's not awful. It's not terrible. I don't feel like I need my money back from this. Don't get me wrong. But I was just like, what the hell's happened to Robert De Niro? Is he just like,
He's just getting
paid. Did he owe a bet or something?
He's just getting paid. I think at his age, he's like, I don't even care anymore. Just give me the money.
I mean, he's like, you know, I mean, he's truly like, he's acting a dude. Royalty.
He's a dude, but he's done some clunkers.
Oh, I don't know if there's been a movie more of a clunker than this one for him.
Actually, the Dirty Grandpa, which we talked about, he's in that one as well, and actually got a lower rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. So Worst Grandpa and Dirty, he does two movies, Worst Grandpa and Dirty Grandpa.
Well, this
and
is The War with Grandpa.
Oh, The War with, okay, yeah. That's what it is.
And the crazy part, spoiler alert, if you decide to watch it, it ends almost like as a cliffhanger, like, stay tuned for the sequel. And I'm like, don't do a sequel. Oh, yeah. Even my wife is like, hey, are we going to finish that movie? I'm like, we did. She's like, that was the ending? I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
Rob Riggle's in it, too.
Oh, Rob Riggle's
in it. She's
okay.
I mean, it's got...
Hold on. You've got Cheech, Jane Seymour, and
Uma Thurman, Christopher Walken.
Uma's probably the youngest main star we know. I mean, the other ones, I see there's kids in the movie, but
right.
She's the youngest main star. The rest of, and Rob Riggle. The rest of them are pretty old. Like, Jane Seymour, does anybody care anymore? I mean, she's an old person, too. And so is, Cowbell guy. Walken's an old person.
So it's just De Niro's, he's crazy broke. He's taking any movie he can because he needs money.
Is he really?
No.
How did he get that broke, Robert De Niro?
He can't be.
Right before this movie, he did Joker and he did The Irishman, so it's not like he's done some big movies recently that were pretty good.
Yeah, and he had very small parts in and he had a small part not in The Irishman, but he had a small part in The Joker. I mean, relatively speaking, and The Irishman was an ensemble cast, so he didn't have to carry that movie. And also, those were movies that were legit. So maybe he's just filling in the blanks, and maybe they're right. Maybe he's taking everything, and he's doing some legits, and he's doing some not-so-legits.
I like the critic of the New York Times says, coming off the artistic high of The Irishman, De Niro returns in a bland family comedy that features jokes about bodily functions.
Awesome.
I mean, that would make me want to watch it.
Exactly. You'd think it'd be right.
Yeah, well, I would say save your money, don't rent it, and just wait till it comes out like for free on like one of those other channels. Yeah.
I was watching a new show that I was turned on to by my buddy Brandon. It's a show on ABC starring one of my favorite guys as the game show host, Craig Ferguson.
Okay.
And it's called The Hustler. And it's a quiz show with five people, but one of them is trying to basically to steal all the money from everybody else. And so the questions are based on the hustler's life, so they know all the answers. So one person knows all the answers, and after a bunch of questions, he gets to eliminate people, and then eventually it's just down to three people, the hustler and two others, and then the other two, they have to vote, who do they think the hustler is? And if the hustler doesn't get found out, he keeps all the money, and if the hustler is found out, then the other two people split the money.
I don't even know this show.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. But Brandon said, "BJ, we played a lot of social deduction board games with you. This is a show for you because you have to hide your identity and pretend that you're a regular person like everybody else." And that's the episode right there with the redhead there that we watched. And they usually pick people. I mean, you talk about profiling, whatever. The person that I watched, which was with the redheaded woman, she was the last person I would have expected to be the hustler. I really thought it would be a dude based on all the things that they talked about her life, like getting a Porsche, having a billiard room table. Those all seem like old guy things to do, like midlife crisis things, and CIA operative. Like, I mean, her life was amazing.
Hmm.
But she just didn't seem like the person that you'd think that they were talking about. So she skated under the radar until the very last minute. The young dude who everybody thought might be the hustler, but I thought he's too young to have lived this kind of life. He finally said, you know what? I don't think it's the old dude. I think it's her. And he was right.
Oh, I might as well not DVR it. I was gonna.
There's other episodes to watch. You just
I'll
get the
stick with To Tell the Truth. Apparently,
it's a well, don't forget. Isn't our buddy Joel McHale hosting like Card Sharks on the ABC as well?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I mean, The Hustle's a good show, so check it out. All right, we got the voice of the Seattle Kraken. How about this? We're going to see what's going on with your Kraken and what's going on with the voice of the Kraken, Everett Fitzhugh. We'll do that at 9:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place.
With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
BJ, very excited to have our next guest on. With hockey starting back up, I think we could all agree that we just can't wait for this season to end so we can have next season here with the Seattle Kraken. He is the voice of the Seattle Kraken. Please welcome to the show, Everett Fitzhugh.
Hey, Everett, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Good morning.
Well, like Steve says, how it's going is you know, it probably stinks for any NHL team to think that they got a shot at doing anything this year. And all we want here in Seattle is, I don't care, get out of here and give us next season.
Yeah, I think if we as a city could have our way, this season would end today and we'd start playing tomorrow. But no, honestly, for me, I'm very happy that the NHL is back. I think it provides not only me an opportunity to do some research, but just because of everything that's been going on with COVID and the bubbles and everything like that from last year, it's just great to have hockey back on TV. They had the free preview of NHL Network TV or NHL Center Ice last week, and my wife didn't see me for about 3 days. So I think I'm in the same boat as a lot of people who are just excited that hockey is back.
It's funny you say that because even my wife, like, usually I'll make it a point to watch the Devils games because that's been my team. But then All of a sudden she's just like, all right, now you're watching a Capitals game. You're watching a Penguins game. I'm like, I'm just so happy to have hockey back. You know, it's just and the games have been great. But I find myself what I'm doing is I'm playing this fun game in my head of which player from these teams would I like to see the Kraken pick in the expansion draft.
I think we're all doing that. And you know, I will admit that like every other fan, I also am looking at all of the mock drafts and all of the different projections and all that. Unfortunately, I can't speak on it one way or the other. I mean, I've got my ideas and I've got my druthers of who I think would be a good fit, could be a good fit, but I'm going to keep all that under my hat for right now. But definitely, I'm like any other fan out there. I'm paying attention to every single list, every single note that comes out. Ooh, that could be potential. That could be nice. And I'm sitting in my office, like, using his name as a goal call, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to stop. I got to get out of here.
We're talking to Everett Fitzhugh. He's the voice of your Seattle Kraken. Go to SeattleKrakenHockey.com. And if you want to reach out to Everett on Twitter, it's at TheVoiceFitz, F-I-T-Z. Everett Fitzhugh with us.
Everett, for Christmas, my wife got me about 3 new Kraken shirts. I'm over 10 now. I'm wondering if I'm ahead of you when it comes to Kraken gear.
Oh, man. Let's see. I've got 2 sweatshirts and a polo right in front of me right now. So there's 3. I got a few hats. I think in terms of shirts, you may be ahead of me, but I will say I did probably drop about $300-$400 at the Kraken team store for Christmas gifts this year. So there are a lot of people in Cincinnati and in Detroit who have Kraken stuff right now.
That's awesome. And of course, Everett, of course, from Detroit, also was a play-by-play broadcaster for the Cincinnati hockey team for a long time. So, yeah, there's a lot of people. Everett's like, here you go. Here you go. And also a reminder that, hey, man, guess what? I am an NHL announcer. I mean, which is always nice to say. My dream came true to anybody, and you throwing the gear around is a nice reminder.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, I'm still having a lot of those pinch me moments here with the Seattle Kraken and being able to achieve this goal and this dream of mine. And I tell folks all the time, it sounds kind of cheesy, but, you know, this was getting to the NHL was the first goal that I could ever remember setting for myself professionally. You know, I think we all want to start a family. We all want to, you know, get married and all of that. But as far as like setting those professional goals, this is the first one that I ever set for myself back when I was a freshman at Bowling Green. And to be able to achieve it and to go on the journey and to see it through, it's been remarkable. And to be in this position that I'm in right now and the people that I get to work with every day, the folks that I've gotten to talk to and pick their brain, other broadcasters from around the league, it's been incredible. And it's one of those things where you have to pinch yourself on a semi-regular basis to make sure that you're not going to wake up and have it all be a dream. And I know it sounds cheesy and I know it sounds corny, but it's one of those things where, you know, I understand that given 2020, you know, I'm a hell of a lot luckier than most people. And I fully plan on taking every bit of this opportunity and running with it with appreciation and with gratitude.
Now, last time we talked to you, you hadn't fully really obviously been to Seattle, but like now you're here, you set up home. What's been your impressions? I know it's such a weird time to come to any new place or just try and like, you know, experience a new lifestyle when you have a pandemic and going on and all that. But what's been your impression so far of Seattle? What have you been like enjoying? What's it been like for you?
You know, this city is everything that I thought it was going to be. And even with a pandemic, you know, we've still been able to get out and responsibly enjoy some restaurants and a few bars and a few different places. And, you know, we live up by Carkeek Park, so we've gone there a handful of times. And it's just
park.
Beautiful, beautiful place to be around. And, you know, to everyone back home and everyone that always says, well, doesn't it rain in Seattle a lot? Yes, it does, but it's nowhere near as bad as people outside of Seattle make it seem. So I know that we're kind of in the rainy season right now, but, you know, even with all of that, you know, I cannot think of a better place to live. And I know I said it earlier, I've always had an affinity toward the city of Seattle. You know, I've got some family out here. I came out here once when I was younger, and you know, I was 9 years old on a vacation with my mom, and I fell in love with the city. So to be able to call it home, you know, over 20 years later is something that I never thought was going to be possible. But this city is definitely, you know, as advertised, and I can only imagine just how, you know, amazing and how much fun I'm going to have when the restrictions start to get lifted a little bit. And as we get into the April, the May, the June, the warmer weather that this area has to offer.
We're talking to Everett Fitzhugh, voice of your Seattle Kraken. So you and Steve were talking about how excited you are as you're watching the games, figuring out who you'd like to draft. But really, I think there's a bigger question. And man, Everett, we almost want an insider track info with you. Okay. Any idea of a mascot? That's the one. I mean,
can we steal Gritty? I feel like Gritty would be the best mascot ever.
I feel like Gritty's going to be on the news someday soon, and it's going to be for something good. But that's like a big thing for hockey. Is like they got some great mascots.
Yeah, I think Gritty has really stolen the show when it comes to, you know, the gold standard now for mascots. And one thing I really enjoy about Gritty is the Flyers pretty much use him as a secondary marketing channel, as a secondary social media channel. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love it. And I was actually talking with a few of my friends about this not too long ago, and they were asking me the same thing. They were like, so what direction do you go in with the mascot? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, do you go the ferocious, scary, you know, scary way, or do you make it more of a kid-friendly family mascot? Do you have a mascot that is related to the Kraken, or do you go the Gritty route or the Edmonton Oilers route, who have a lynx as their mascot? Do you go with something that's not related to the Kraken at all? I mean, I don't know. I again, like the expansion draft, I ask myself that question all the time, and I'm nowhere near as graphically inclined as the people who are working on this mascot. So to say that I have a book full of ideas would be very, very far off. But I'm telling you, man, I am excited to see what this mascot is going to look like. I know fans are going to love it. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm curious to see what direction we choose to go in.
Maybe we borrow a little nod to Seattle history and a nod to hopefully one day the Sonics coming back and borrow the Weedle. That was like the old mascot from back in the day, the Weedle under the needle. It's like this weird, like stuffed bear kind of thing. I mean, maybe like an updated version where it's kind of grittified.
Man, I don't even think I knew about the
Weedle.
I
love that idea of having something that represents the city too. You know what I mean? I mean, this is such a very proud city in terms of its sports history, in terms of its figures. So, you know, maybe that's the route they go. But I think whatever route we go, you're not going to be able to compete with Gritty. But or if you do, if, you know, maybe we can be the mascot, maybe the Kraken mascot can be the one that dethrones Gritty. How great would that be?
And Everett, of course, you're around the joint. You're getting to see how cool the arena is looking from time to time. The buzz that's really exciting, and one of the reasons why we're very happy to have an arena and have a team, is that it was a chance maybe to get our beloved Seattle Sonics back. And there has been talk and rumor, and the mayor's come out and said stuff. And are you feeling any of the excitement of that possibility as part of the buzz of what's going on?
I mean, strictly as a fan and speaking on behalf of myself, yeah, I think the opportunity to have four major sports teams in a city is going to be great. And growing up in Detroit, I was born I was born in 89, so I don't remember the Pistons championships of those years, but I remember the buzz that it created back in 04 when the Pistons won. And growing up in a city with all four sports teams, you know, that was something that I loved. And the potential, the possibility of the Sonics coming back is definitely something that, you know, I'm excited about. Again, like you and like every other fan, I've been paying attention to all the rumors and everything like that. So it's an exciting possibility. It's an exciting thought. I know fans would love it. And obviously there'd be a beautiful brand new arena for the team to play in if that were to happen. So, you know, I think it's just another opportunity for this city to show off its sports fandom. And until it happens, I think I'm going to be waiting on with bated breath like everybody else.
And for those that are new to hockey and new to, like, they're starting to, like, okay, I'm going to become a Kraken fan. What's next on the timeline? Just, like, give kind of people an idea. Like, we mentioned the expansion draft, but some people might not even know what that even means.
Yeah, so, you know, what's in the immediate future for the Kraken, tons of, you know, marketing events and really continuing to build that publicity and that popularity for the team. But as far as, you know, tangible events, it's going to be in the summertime when that expansion draft happens. And essentially what will happen is teams are allowed to protect a certain number of players, and then they will expose others, and then the Kraken will have an opportunity to draft one player from each one of the 30 teams in the NHL. There are the potential for some side deals. For instance, when Vegas was in their expansion process, if there was a player that one team didn't want, that they wanted Vegas to take, Vegas could say, all right, we'll take that player, but you also have to give us two draft picks if you want us to take that player. So there's the potential for all of those different kind of side deals and stuff like that. But the general gist of it is the Kraken are going to have an opportunity to select some really good players and help build that team. A few days later, the entry draft is going to happen in July, and that'll be just like baseball's draft, in which the players, you know, will be drafted out of junior programs or college programs. You know, they may need another year or two for their seasoning, so it's very possible that the Kraken's first round pick won't actually skate for the team for 2 or 3 years, just like in baseball. So a lot coming up in the summertime as far as hockey ops goes, but from a marketing perspective, from a community perspective, we're still going to be very, very busy making sure that the city, the town, the community is ready for this team in October.
Well, Everett, we are so stoked ourselves, man, and we appreciate you taking the time. We're going to bother you from time to time in the coming year, obviously, just to see what we can get out of you, maybe get some hints, allegations, things left unsaid, who knows.
Put us on the mascot picking committee, you know, all that good stuff.
And Everett, you've been stolid, man. You've done a great job spoiling nothing, which, I mean, they picked the right guy to be the mouthpiece. We couldn't get through. If you knew anything, we couldn't get it out of you.
I brought up the whole expansion thing. I'm like, oh, lead into who he thinks, and he shot that down before I even got to ask the question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how do I get them to get TJ Oshie? Come on, we got to bring back the Northwest guy.
Yeah.
Mom is the word on that one, my friend. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We got to step up our interrogation game
because Everett
didn't crack under any pressure at all.
I feel like you guys would have a good cop, bad cop routine.
I would
watch that Buddy Police comedy. I would watch
that. Oh, man. Oh, Everett, thank you so much for spending time with us, and we will talk to you again. This is Everett Fitzhugh, voice of your Seattle Kraken. Check him out on Twitter at TheVoiceFitz. That's FITZ. And, of course, you can always go to SeattleKrakenHockey.com. Thanks for being with us, Everett.
Thanks so much, fellas. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, man. Very exciting, Steve. Very, very, very exciting. All right. It is now time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls and texts at 935.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. It's simple, man. You give us a call, you get on the air, and boom, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Now, when you get on the air and go boom, it better be the right kind of boom, because Steve's got, you know.
Yeah, show some energy, Brick, DJ.
I will. Otherwise,
it's going to be gonged.
Yeah.
Ooh, and back. We have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
The real gong is back.
Oh, yeah, the machine's working again.
Woo,
actually, it's
job,
a brand
buddy.
New machine. I have a new box.
Oh, really?
Nicer. It's younger.
Wow.
Looks good. It's cleaner.
Nice. And it's got everything in there for you.
Technology, man. Wow. I did not think that was possible. When my box stopped working, I thought, well, I've lost all of my sound effects. I just had to come to peace with that. And then Chaz, our guy, man.
Look at Chaz.
He's the dude.
I always liked him. Who's he again? No, I know Chaz.
He's the guy over with the guy.
Oh,
on
Chaz.
The corner of the guy.
Chaz is a good dude.
I know.
That's pretty amazing that Chaz was able to. Yeah, I didn't think he could do that either. But so Chaz is
these
already
are made from like the 80s, these boxes. So right. I thought for sure. Yeah. When you lose something, you just lose it.
All right. Chaz has already been a good hire for this company. Yep. I endorse Chaz. So give us a call at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I just got to text someone and said, hey, thanks a lot for having Everett on. Just like Migs, I'm a lifelong hockey fan, and I am so excited that the city I live in will finally have a team. Go Kraken.
It is pretty amazing because of the fact that, you know, it is a we have a lot of people that come from other places and a lot, you know, a lot of Chicagoans come here, especially everywhere. And to think that, wow, you're in a big city this size with no hockey team, because so many smaller cities have hockey teams. So, it probably blows people's minds to go, how do you not have a hockey team yet?
Well, I remember when I moved out here, it was 97, and I was like, oh, at some point it's going to happen. And then it was like little moments of it happening or possibly happening. And the Coyotes are going to be coming here. They're going to be moving them. And nothing ever happened. And then I got to the point where you're just like, we're just going to be a city without a hockey franchise. Oh, well, I'll enjoy junior hockey and I'll just watch hockey on TV or travel to go see some teams. And so, yeah, next season can't come soon enough.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I just like everything that they've done so far, the Kraken, as far as like just the identity of the team, the personnel that they've already brought on board, the voice of the Kraken with Everett. He's just awesome. He's been such a great dude to us.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
And I'm so stoked for him because it was his dream come true, like he said, since he was a kid, pretty much hoping to be an NHL announcer. And to be able to do it, I mean, seriously, we all have our dreams, but to, like, the NHL announcer, there's only so many opportunities, right? And you've got to pretty much be the best of the best. So, I mean, that's so awesome for him.
And he gets to be a part of it. He gets to say, he'll forever be able to say, I was the first voice of this professional franchise.
Just like you can say you were the first backup to the backup to the backup goalie. I mean,
I feel like the
something.
Team's already forgotten.
I think they've already yes.
I know, but I think somehow it's fallen through the cracks and I don't get invited anymore to like the birthday parties like I once did.
You should play that audio.
They're not even following me on Twitter. I mean, these are things that are making me think I'm not appreciated as the backup to the backup to the backup goaltender.
So every once in a while, we have their promotions, the wonderful marketing person, I forget her name.
Heidi.
Heidi, yes.
Yeah.
So when Heidi comes on, we got to play the audio of her big, 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 big boss, Jerry Bruckheimer, saying you were the guy.
I mean, he came into our studio and promised me the job.
I feel like Heidi's really, you know, she's spot on at her job, and probably she wasn't told about this, but if you inform her, she's probably going
to
make it right.
I mean, that's just what they need, you know, this guy in his 40s.
They do. By the way, with your goaltending skills.
Yeah, they haven't gotten better, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you know, I feel like a fine wine, Steve. Isn't it supposed to work that way? Are you supposed
Could
to
you
get
imagine if like there's a lot of good goaltenders out here in the Northwest, that guys have played at a pretty high level that will I would hope be the actual backup to the backup in case of an emergency, break glass, bring that guy out on the ice. But what if it was me?
Oh, I would love that so much.
It would just be like the comedy show that would be.
Oh, I would love that so much.
I mean, they would have a field day as the announcers.
And also everybody immediately would go, I'm now a defenseman.
That would also be the moment where they stop doing that. Because they've even had that conversation where, like, last year so what happens is if, like, a goalie gets hurt, you have a backup. If the backup gets hurt, there's typically, like, an equipment guy, a guy that, like, from town that they give a ticket to so he can attend the games, and his gear is ready just in case, God forbid, worst case scenario, they can't get their minor league goalie up in time. And last year it happened a couple times to the point where they're like, we need to rethink this. Maybe this isn't the right way to do it. And there was a big argument over whether or not they should even keep doing that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's really odd.
What do they do? Because we wondered about that with the Rams. Like, who would they throw in if Goff was hurt in that game against us? Because the announcer said they didn't have anybody else.
They'd have to pick like a random guy on the team that maybe used to be a quarterback.
Yeah. Hope for the best.
Because then that happened with the Broncos. They had to put a guy back on their practice squad that was like a wide receiver, and then he became their starting quarterback for a game.
So even they sort of have a plan. But how many people have could be a goalie?
Right.
Yeah, really.
So then there's me, who's at the game.
There you go, buddy.
I'm like, dude, I already had 3 Coors Lights. Are you sure?
Yeah, you're the guy, sir.
Can I get a pretzel?
Just keep sticking your head in front of the puck. It's said you've had so much Coors Light. Hopefully that'll work.
Sometimes I give the guys like $500 to do it. I won't even take the money. I'll do it for free.
Oh, man.
I just want the jersey and a pretzel.
Yeah.
Before and after.
Jersey and a pretzel seems like a good deal to me.
Yes.
I like this plan.
Wow. So I said, you can't be worse than the Toronto Zamboni driver.
Ah! What happened with that guy?
I thought that guy ended up... Did he not win the game for them?
I thought he did well.
Yeah.
He had like a game-saving goal or something.
Or game-saving save.
Yeah, that's what happened.
A game-saving save. That's really what it is.
Hockey's new for me. I'm getting into it.
That's okay. We're not here to gatekeep.
Well,
totally fine.
Every once in a while, a goalie can... I mean, you know, if it's an empty header.
Yeah, he helped them win. He made 8 saves on 10 shots. They won 6-3.
So, whoa. Hey, Texter, the Zamboni driver did well.
So Steve could actually do worse than that.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I could maybe make 1 save on 10 shots.
I mean,
if we have a 9-goal lead, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's...
None of that's going to happen.
No.
I'm not helping my case.
Sorry about that, buddy. I thought it was you.
I got to start taking lessons.
I think it's a little too late for that.
It's never too late, BJ.
I feel like if you haven't learned by now...
Don't age shame me.
With all that ice time, I'm just saying, you know, maybe you're good at what you do. No, that's not true either. Okay, 206-421-ROCK. Text us.
Fantastic morning.
Well, you know, listen, I want you to feel good about yourself.
You're succeeding.
I really want you to have goals in life. Not everybody can be Everett Fitz you.
No.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 7799.
So today, have you guys even talked about WandaVision yet? I'm surprised no one's mentioned it. Is that the Wanda Sykes show where like
no?
Oh, that would be so amazing!
I'm all in on that. It's a very polarizing issue.
Why?
Because people are dumb.
Well, okay, there you go. Right off the bat, you've just seen how it can be a polarizing issue. There's already somebody being shamed. We don't even know what side of the coin he's on.
Yeah, I've heard some people say it's the greatest television show that I've only based this on social media. And they said it's the greatest thing I've ever watched. Other people saying I've lasted 10 seconds and I had to turn it off.
Yeah, those people are just way too impatient for this show.
Okay, rather than say that those people, this show is not for them, how about that? I mean,
that can work because they're too impatient.
Okay, see, you know what I mean? For me, I understand why the people like the show, and I understand why a person wouldn't like the show. I will say this, you have got to be all in with the Marvel Universe. It's what we said about Avengers.
Totally, yeah.
And it's what we said about Avengers Endgame. If you just watched Avengers Endgame as a regular person, you know, it's an okay movie, but because of the lead up they did with 10 or whatever years of movies, then of course it's an amazing movie for that. And I would say WandaVision's the same thing. The lead up, going into this and then having them go, we are going to give you quite an adventure, Wizard of Oz style, but there will be, you know, there will be a place this is going. And if you're a Marvel fan, you're all in. You're like, this is great. Plus, it's a wonderful exercise in nostalgia because basically, Steve, the first episode was like a 50s sitcom. The second episode was like a 60s sitcom.
I'm seeing the footage. It looks cool.
Yeah, she's going to be going through all these sitcom styles. But the big question is, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And that's, of course, the wonderful adventure that Rev's talking about that people might not be patient for.
And that's the best part. You get to watch all these cheesy sitcoms, essentially, but there is a darker underlying tone to it that I feel just a lot of people aren't even paying attention to because they see something that looks old in style and they're just out immediately.
Yeah, and I can understand why, because if you're not really bought into any characters, Steve, are you wanting to go on a crazy adventure with them?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But this looks like an acid trip waiting to be...
Totally.
Yeah.
Like the best kind of acid trip.
It's like Marvel does acid.
Steve is no way interested in this and wouldn't have the patience.
Oh, don't you dare me with a good time.
I feel like he might be okay with comic book stuff.
I love Wonder Woman.
He'd have to binge it, because if he watched it week by week, he'd be
Oh, no, he's got to watch it the way we all watch it. There's no binging it. He gets to watch the first 2 episodes and be done. But you want to bet, Vicky? I bet he does not last at all.
He's watching it like we are, no, he won't.
I'm the human embodiment of Viagra. I can last. Don't worry about it. I got this.
Dude, you
can
fall asleep during movies.
Can you put that on a business card?
Yes.
Dude, you fall asleep during movies you like.
But true. These are short-ish.
Dude, he will fall asleep in the first 10 minutes.
You think?
Oh, I mean yeah. Well, what do you think of the Dick Van Dyke Show? Want to watch the Honeymooners old sitcoms?
I love the Honeymooners.
Yeah, were you ready to watch them? Dick Van Dyke Show, did you like that?
I didn't watch that show.
Now, how about Bewitched? Did you watch that?
Love Bewitched.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know what?
He's totally in. Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Dude, I believe in you.
Yesterday on, I don't know what channel this is, but it ended up somehow on our TV. It was like, I don't know what channel, but they had the very first episode of Gilligan's Island.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah.
And?
Man, it's amazing that show people liked. I mean, it definitely got better.
Oh, wait, that doesn't help.
Like, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it for nostalgia purposes. I'm like, boy, they did not do a good job on episode one. I'm surprised that it lasted.
Well, figure
it got better.
When you think about it now, I think they've learned from that. So they always do the pilot episode like fifth in. When you're a new something, they never have you do the first episode first. They have you do like other episodes that have been written so that you're familiar with the character. Then they go, all right, now we're going to do the first episode so you'll be a little bit more in groove.
Yeah.
Because it's clunky, isn't it?
It's really bad, but it was fun to watch because it was really bad. But it also confirmed that Marianne was definitely the most beautiful of them all.
Oh, Lovey? You didn't go for Lovey?
Who's a lot younger than I remembered her.
Yeah, when you get older, it's so interesting how Mr. and Mrs. Howell don't look
old. No, Mr. Howell still looks old.
Oh, he looks old. Okay. Yeah, but Mrs. Howell,
she looks like a young woman that they dressed up to look old.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. And I'm like, you know, Mrs. Howell, let's talk.
All right, so WandaVision, I got to watch this.
I cannot wait. You got to watch the first
episode. What channel is this on?
It's on Disney Plus.
I got that. Cool.
All right. He's so not going to. If you like this, I will be shocked. All right, here's a big question for you. What do Ryan Castle and Mentos have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Mentos have in common?
I'm the fresh maker.
Yeah.
He's like a York peppermint teddy.
That's who Ryan Castle's like, too. President Steve pops both in his mouth after lunch.
Oh, do you?
Sometimes I have them first thing in the morning.
Oh, sure.
They both erupt violently to Coke.
Oh. Good one, kids.
And Dave Grohl likes to do videos with both.
Oh, that's nice.
It's true.
Yeah. I have a lovely story about a 19-year-old woman at a gas station in Pennsylvania. You know, she decided, hey, look, I know I don't work here, but I'm going to walk behind the counter and I'm going to get a couple pack of cigarettes. Thank you. Of course, the employee's like, no, you don't. Well, she's like, hey, employee, I'm stronger than you. Push the employee out of the way and then grabbed four rolls of Mentos, the fresh maker, and walked out. But she didn't have a getaway car. So she's like, So she tried to steal an ambulance that was parked there. Of course, she didn't know how to run an ambulance. Didn't know how to really figure it out. And so the police got there while she was in there with her Mentos in the ambulance like a complete moron.
I also have done drugs.
There you go. Oh, you're just living the dream in Pennsylvania. Ryan Castle, he's living the dream right now. He's got a 12-pack for you.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Sometimes, like, when someone looks at me, I stick my tongue out at them, but I know they can't see it, so I'm like, ah.
You know what? You're not wearing a mask now, so I see you every time you do that. Yeah, it does.
Nothing too, like, excessive, because then they would see, like, some weird things popping through the mask.
Yeah, it would look like you were, it would look like you were aroused.
It's more like a little, like a little snake.
Okay, that's not even, why did I look at you?
Why
do I do these things?
I didn't tell you to.
You know, you're in my perif. What can I do? Okay, there
he is. I did it again.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. in Chapter 13. You can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.